My name's the V-Man, and I'm going to be bringing you a little bit of news and information right now about some sexual assaults that have been taking place in the Seabright neighborhood of Santa Cruz. There have been a few incidents in the last few weeks reported to police and other incidents reported in other ways. There's been some discussion on Free Radio Santa Cruz about a flyer that began appearing in the lower Seabright neighborhood on poles around businesses over top of neighborhood watch signs. And the flyer reads, in part, "Attack. On Thursday, July 20th, around 10:15 p.m., I was attacked on Cayuga between Logan and Idaho. A man in his early 30s with short, buzzed, dark hair, wearing a white hooded sweatshirt, knocked me to the ground and pinned me down with his hand on my throat. I fought back and screamed, and he ran away. I ran after him for about a block, yelling at him until he disappeared, and then ran to my home up the street. Two other women have been attacked in this same two-block stretch in the last 2 weeks, as my friends discovered while asking if any neighbors had seen or heard anything. One of the women gave my friends a description that sounded similar to the man who attacked me. I did not call the police. I do not need a police report. This is my report, and it is for the community that I live in so that we can feel strong in our neighborhood, not for the police to file away. The armed gang known as the police do not offer the type of comfort and compassion that I need to deal with my trauma. The last thing that I needed to hear was that I should not have been a woman walking alone at night. Police reinforce the very system that sees women as objects of violence. They respond to assault and everything else with intimidation and blame and make people feel more violated. They function to make us feel afraid rather than to stop violence." The flyer goes on, but I'm not going to read the entirety of it. So, in response to this, police in Santa Cruz organized a neighborhood meeting in the Seabright area, which took place August 3rd, 2006. Over 100 residents of Lower Seabright turned out for the community meeting, with more than 9 police officers, including some of the top brass, like Deputy Chief Patty Sapone, Deputy Chief Kevin Vogel, Officer Jim Howes, Sergeant Swanick, and a number of other officers and detectives. The meeting took place at the corner of Hiawatha and Cayuga Streets, the scene of a recent string of sexual assaults and attacks. I went to the meeting and I recorded some sounds there and did a few interviews with some people. So let's hear a little bit now from Deputy Chief Patty Sapone talking a little bit about why the Santa Cruz Police organized the meeting.
We wanted to get together tonight in response to the recent assault in the neighborhood. We're very aware of a flyer that came up. There was a lot of information on white flyers that showed up in your neighborhood, apparently put up by a woman who was attacked and has made it very clear she did not choose to call the police. On top of that, we did have someone who was attacked in the neighborhood who did make a police report, and that is the sketch. This flyer that you've seen with the red border, with the sketch, which you actually have copies on the table, that was in response to the police report we did get. So if you have been following the local media, you know that we've had a lot of serious crime happening in Santa Cruz this summer. We have been busy, we have been engaged, and we've been working very hard to solve each and every one of these. This is the third community event meeting that we've held in the last week and a half. We want to hear from you tonight. We want you to have some time to ask us questions, to give us information, and we want to share some information with you. We want to make sure that people leave here tonight understanding, having a sense of understanding of when they should call the police and how that would happen and some of the things you can anticipate when you call.
So that was Deputy Chief Patty Sapone, August 3rd, at the beginning of the neighborhood meeting with Seabright residents to discuss the string of sexual assaults and attempted rapes and other violent attacks that have occurred in the last month against a number of the area's women. Their message overall was call 911. That was the overall message, and they gave many instructions on how best to report crimes to the 911 operators, different things on cell phones and when to call, when not to call, etc. That was the gist of it. Call the police. Don't do anything yourself, was their overall message. At the very beginning of the meeting, they introduced Detective Rick Martinez, who leads the detective division of the Santa Cruz Police Department, who had some new information. Apparently, an arrest has been made in one of the attacks. Let's hear from Lieutenant Martinez.
I'm currently in charge of the investigation section. Since the July 23rd attack, which occurred in your neighborhood, I've had a team of about four investigators and a supervisor working that case diligently. They're actually currently working right now, and I haven't even had a chance to tell Deputy Cipone this, but I did brief Deputy Chief Vogel on this. Within the next 24 hours, we're going to be doing a press release indicating that we have, in fact, made an arrest on the July 23rd attack. Just prior to that, there was an indecent exposure that occurred with a similar suspect. I know there's been a lot of rumors floating around as to kind of what that was about or if it was another attempted attack. That case was simply an indecent exposure. We're not sure if it's related at this time, but we are still going forward with that investigation as if it is. Currently, we're interviewing someone of interest, and as I said, some things have just developed, coincidentally, as this meeting is occurring, that is going to give us the opportunity to go forward with an arrest. I can't really go into specifics at this time in order to preserve the integrity of the investigation, but I figured I'd throw it out here during this meeting, at least to hopefully put you at ease a bit in regards to the most recent assault.
That was Lieutenant Rick Martinez with an announcement on an arrest, apparently, that had been made within the last 24 hours of an individual in connection with at least one of the attacks, possibly others. So basically, the meeting continued for a number, maybe 45 minutes or so, with the police going on and on about how to disempower the individual and the community, and basically to put your trust in law enforcement, call the police if you have any troubles, if you're attacked, etc. That was the gist of their message at this neighborhood meeting. There was a number of residents on hand with questions and comments and wondering how to determine who should or shouldn't be in the neighborhood. One woman came forward and spoke a little bit about this after the police were saying, you know, we need the citizens to be the eyes and ears of the police. We need you to be on the lookout for suspicious suspects or suspicious persons and to call us. Call 911 if you see these things. Don't take action. Here's an unidentified woman who came forward last night to speak to this issue about neighbors as snitches.
I just wanted to say that although I personally survived a very extreme shock that occurred when I woke up with a knife on my belly some years ago, the Seabright stalker was in my house, and that I have some very strong feelings about women and self-defense and our peace officers supporting us. I also want to say that a dear friend of mine, my friend and my lover, was parked on Logan waiting for me the other night because I already had too many of my parking guest permits out. And one of our fine neighbors actually accosted him, knocked on his window, "Who are you? What's your name? What are you doing here?" Got on the phone and called the police and started giving his license plate number. The man is a 42-year-old optical engineer with mustache and goatee, hair, not a shaved, face-free man. And as much as I believe in all of us being active and ardent in protecting our neighborhood, I'm a former neighborhood watch captain. I helped set up Neighborhood Watch in Seabright when it was our center was on Park Avenue. It is absolutely critical and essential that we stick together with respect for visitors in our community.
And that was an unidentified woman coming forward with some concerns about vigilantism, I guess, or overzealous neighbors challenging who should or shouldn't be in the neighborhood. There were a number of other people that addressed the police with various questions about parking and transients wandering through the neighborhood, etc., and really off topic from the issue of sexual assault and violence against women. At the end of the meeting, a woman named Cordelia, who teaches self-defense classes, with Concrete Jungle Self-Defense gave a quick presentation and demonstration of some critical self-defense techniques that women and men can use to protect themselves in the moment if they are attacked. I watched and recorded her give this demonstration. Time doesn't allow it, but I actually had a chance to speak with Cordelia for a few moments to get some comments from her perspective on these issues of women's self-defense and violent predators in the neighborhood. So let's hear from Cordelia. What do you think about what's been happening and what we've witnessed here tonight? Do you think that relying on the police is an effective, you know, is that... I mean, the message seemed to be call 911. That was how I summed it up.
Yeah. The police have good interests in heart, but they cannot be everybody's bodyguard. The police are basically a reactionary force. They show up after you've been attacked or victimized to pick up the pieces and try and catch the bad guy. So there's a whole level of personal safety that's not been addressed here. It's how to be your own bottom line and how to take responsibility for your safety, not expect the cavalry to show up and save you because it doesn't work that way. So you should just learn how to be your own bottom line.
Have you seen the attack flyers in the neighborhood here?
Yes, I have actually.
What do you think of that? And the anti-authoritarian message in there and the idea of what you're saying, self-reliance and community control.
I understand. I think that women are told all the time to be afraid, to stay at home and lock your doors and not live a full life. Who wants to live that way? We don't. So the way to live the kind of life you want is to become empowered so you're not limited by your fears. If you know how to take care of yourself, I'm not saying go and do stupid things like walk around in the hood at midnight, but you know, you should be able to run in the evening. You should be able to go out late on an errand if you need something at Safeway at 11 o'clock. You know, you should be able to go on your adventures, go hiking and live the life you want to live. And again, yeah, the police might tell you, well, what were you doing, you know, walking by yourself at night? It's like, well, a lot of us are single. We're walking by ourselves. Deal with it, you know. We've got to get from A to B. That's what I was doing. So, yeah, I think if you... it's mine. I'm keeping my peripheral vision on it. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, though. I think that it's very prudent and very wise to learn how to take care of yourself in this day and age. And it's not impossible. The skills are out there for you to learn.
Another question just on the... the idea that there should be more instruction for young boys at a young age in the public schools, you know, giving them, you know, teaching them how not to be aggressive, how not to be perpetrators of violence, sexual violence specifically. Can you talk to that issue?
I think that sexual violence comes from feelings of powerlessness, and it's a domination dynamic. And I think that kids need to learn self-esteem, not through whatever Nike logo they're wearing or the latest gadget, but from learning the importance of integrity and the other qualities that make you a good person, having those valued instead of the more superficial things that society values. So I think if people didn't feel powerless, they wouldn't go out and try and dominate other people. I think we need to address the root causes in that psychology. So,
thank you very much. Any other comments that you have?
I think Santa Cruz should also offer self-defense for men. A lot of young boys are attacked. A lot of men are attacked. Yes, sexual assault is much more of a female problem, but violent crime affects both genders. And I think that it's equally prudent for men and women, boys and girls, to learn how to be their own bodyguards, and that's what we do with Concrete Jungle Self-Defense. So if you'd like to learn more about it, you can go to cjselfdefense.com, and I think it's very empowering and very enjoyable training, and worth doing. It's better to have these skills and not need them than need them and not have them, right? So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Cordelia.
You're tuned to Free Radio 101.1 FM, www.freakradio.org. That was a couple comments from Cordelia, who gave a quick tutorial on women's self-defense, August 3rd, 2006. Just a couple quick comments in closing. As I played you the audio of Lieutenant Martinez making the announcement that an arrest has been made, personally, I find the timing very suspect. Here we have
all this fear going on in the neighborhood. People feel disempowered. They want to feel safe. It's this idea, this illusion of feeling safe. They need the police to make them feel safe, give them this illusion of safety. You know, they have this meeting come together. They have all these people there. They make an announcement about an arrest that is going on simultaneously. Personally, I find it suspect that they would make this announcement at this time to kind of put people's fears to rest. Actually, right after they made that announcement, a lot of people walked away, you know, left the meeting to go home. They felt like, oh, police are doing their job. All's said and done. I don't have to worry. Now I can feel safe again. So anyway, interesting discussion. I definitely will be talking more about this in future days as more information comes to light. So thanks for listening. Stay tuned to Free Radio 101.1 FM, www.freakradio.org.